Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What a great Sunday. We give God the glory. I can feel it. I don't know about you, but I feel it. Praise the name of the Lord. How good God is. When I think of his goodness from January until now, I have every cause to clap. I have every cause to shout. I have every cause to celebrate. Woo! Shout out. Hallelujah. There were some that were buried yesterday. But the goodness of God is unmeasurable in your life. When I look at your children and I look at how intensive they can play around your house, and when I turn my eyes to the children's hospital, I realize that God has been extremely good to you. Will you want to shout and clap and celebrate the goodness? Oh! 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 Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Your two hands are lifted. Let us pray. That was a powerful praise and worship.
Onyamema, yeah, you are your God.
That's a line of a song. Neyawo. Father, thank you for your goodness, your grace and your love, your faithfulness and mercy. We stand here in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. This morning, every hand lifted up is lifted up to you alone. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the dominion, the wisdom, the glory forever and ever. Thank you. Thank you. If we are alive, that is a cause enough to bless you, because many are dead. And Father, we also want to say thank you for that which you are about to do in our lives. We give you thanks. Let your word work on us. We are still men and women under construction. Work on us, Holy Spirit. We rebuke every satanic order, every demonic presence, every element of the enemy that rises against your people and against your word. Arise and let your enemies scatter. In Jesus' precious name, somebody say amen. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Oh! Somebody, I said, oh! Hallelujah! This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. We're also live on Amansan Television. This morning, we are live on Facebook, YouTube, Telegram, and podcast. We want to welcome all our friends from around the world to this live broadcast service, and reminding you that Alabaster International Ministry is the ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple here in Accra, Tesano specifically. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The scripture said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus," or "we will see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Last week, whilst I was reading Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, I took my time to do a brief elaboration of that particular verses of scripture. And so this morning, whilst we are taking our time to do a reflection and a spiritual consideration on that particular scripture, I would love to remind you that Christ is coming back again. And his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. Secondly, I will want to remind you that you are a pilgrim and a stranger on earth. You are like a passenger in transit. One day, you will exit this world. And so whilst I am doing this reflective consideration, please, may you not have an overexcitement over everything that God has been good to you about, or may you not be overexcited about the things that you possess. Also reminding you that a man's life does not contain in the abundance of the things that he possesses. I want to remind you that you living in Laboni cantonments, East Legon, and having a British passport does not mean anything. I want to remind you that you driving a Mercedes or a Range Rover and having a fame and name also does not mean anything. Reminding all of you that dust you are, and dust you shall return. I'm reminding you that one day we shall all appear before his judgment seat, and we shall all account concerning the things that we did in this life. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days comes, because many are going to be those days. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 13. The Bible said, "Hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is the entire duty of man." The Bible said in the next verse, interestingly, "For God shall bring into judgment every work and every secret thing which is done under the sun." Jesus put it in a very interesting way. He said, "There is nothing that is hidden that shall not be revealed." One day, all the hidden stuff, including your motives, shall be revealed. Therefore, consider the great sacrifice which Christ has paid on the cross for you, and live a life that is worthy of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just words of admonition. If you want to call something prophetic, then this is prophetic. I'm only telling you the prophetic nature. of the times in which you are living in. My theme for this morning is the error of Balaam. Part 3. I am supposed to finish up with this particular theme today. But it looks like it is evolving. And the evolution of this particular content is taking us a little bit deeper. So allow us to follow exactly what the Spirit of God will warn this nation, this church, and for you to hear. And when we have come to the place where the revelation itself or the pivot of the revelation has been reviewed, then you will see God's glory. Because God cannot be taught. I cannot teach you God. He must be reviewed. The Bible said, eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. But the Bible said it has been revealed to us by the Spirit. In other words, whilst I am speaking, between my mouth and your ear, the Holy Spirit is also speaking something. So at the end of the service, you may hear something, I may hear something differently. It depends on what the Spirit of God wants to tell all of us. I'm telling you that the trumpet is sounding. There is a sounding trumpet as I am speaking right now. I wish the nations can hear the trumpet sounding. Oh my God, that the things and the tents and the events that are happening around the world are not just anything that are orchestrated by human ideologies. We will come to the place to be like Apostle Paul, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. It's a revelation that he has sent us to speak to you. And so in Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35 and 36, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. I'm reading it again for a particular reason. And the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. In my language, the heading says Kokobo. May you be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. In that particular theme, I started reading from the course of certain scriptures in 1 Samuel chapter number 2. And last week I was reading from verse number 22. But this Sunday, because of time, I will want to remain in verse number 29. Just the verse of when God also started talking to the priest Eli. And then the Spirit of God revealed his word to the boy Samuel, who had become the prophet. And he was carrying a message. His first assignment is to speak to God's priest and his house. And then he declared and said, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice, at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, my honorest. And you honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Let me take my time and then read this particular verse in NIV, NLT, Amplified, the Message, and in our language. In this verse, the version, the Bible said, why do you scorn my sacrifice and offerings that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel? In this version, So why do you scorn my sacrifices and offerings? Why do you give your sons more honor than you give me? For you and they have become fat from the best offerings of my people Israel. So why do you now treat me mere loot? Why do you now treat as mere loot these very sacrificial offerings that I commanded for my worship? Why do you treat your sons better than me, turning them loose to get fat on these offerings and ignoring me? These are strong words. Very strong words. In the first Sunday when I started this series, I was talking to you about the doctrine of Balaam, the way of Balaam, and of course, the error of Balaam. In the second Sunday, I talked about a few things. When I started the course, I started talking about the error of not knowing the Lord, and went further to talk about the error of forgetfulness, complacency, pride, and extravagance. And then, you know, took some of that into Bible study. This morning, I am speaking to this lovely church and this nation, and I'm speaking to you about the error of Balaam regarding greed that corrupts our salvation and faith that is in Christ Jesus. One of those versions, whilst in verse number 29, he said, "Why have you become greedy, O Eli? Why have you become greedy to my sacrifices and my offerings?" And so I am looking at that particular verse within this short space of time to speak to everybody. The whole world is going into farming. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 7, 8, and 9 is in the picture. We are in the place where nation has risen against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We are in a time where there are famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. In verse number 8, he said, "These are the beginning of many sorrows." Verse 9, then he went further and said, "Then shall you be delivered up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Look at verse 10. "Even as I push to verse number 15, and then shall many be offended and betray one another and hate one another." This is going to be the season of hatred. Betrayal. We are going to see heartlessness. Cruelty. You will see heartlessness in the church of God, in the house of God. You are going to see people who have no conscience. Yeah. People without a conscience. Things will be done and there will be no conscience. Wives will rebel against their matrimonial vows without a conscience. A pastor was telling us on Friday, during the morning service, he said, "One of my daughters is in the United States. She has left her matrimonial home. She says she has found a doctor. She is living with the doctor. The family is asking, 'Are you going insane?' No, that is a generation. There is no conscience anymore. It is the conscienceless generation." One of the things that is amazing me more than anything is how faithless the people in church are going to be. They are here, but they are faithless. And flesh they will become, and they have become. You will see people in the pulpits, yet they do not know God and they don't fear God. Therefore, I stand here as only a voice. I do not consider myself as anybody. It's just a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. That is the only thing that is going on. There is a voice carrying the message, declaring the mind of God to God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you don't have time. You don't have time. It's not just a sequence of events happening around the world. I know that this nation have risen in an outcry against leadership, and I don't blame them, because everything rises by leadership. Everything falls by leadership. If you come to this church and everything is right, leadership is right. Everything is wrong, leadership is wrong. And leadership can put the people in line. Leadership can put the system in place. Leadership can configure. Leadership can be able to synchronize. Leadership can syncopate. I know leadership can be able to do all those things. If people do not conform with law, it's leadership. If people rebel, it's leadership. Leadership can be able to put your house right. If your husband lacks the leadership power and potential, your children will rebel and curse you to your face, because everybody is in line when leadership is in line. Yes, you go to any place and you see a problem, and there are five compositors, you know, or capacitors that contributes to that problem. Number one is leadership. Number two is vision. Number three is lack of resources. Number four is lack of wisdom. Number five, you are going to see, you know, when people go into abuse. Anytime you see when people become, you know, live a life of impunity and rebellious and all that, it's because we have allowed to, you know, something. And anything you allow, you cannot complain. Anything you entertain, you cannot complain about. We have allowed that to emanate. So the nation is reasoning and crying out and lashing out against your leaders. Right thing to do. But I want to ask, what about the greedy people in Domi Market? What about the greedy people in Cantamanto? What about the greedy people who sit in church and go and inflate figures? What about those greedy people? Have we also considered those greedy people? Government don't sell rice. They don't sell oil. They don't sell flour. What about the greedy people that I'm talking to right now? What about those people? Have they forgotten that God is still a church, and that skills that are honest belongs to God? Have they forgotten Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 1-3? Huh? Have they forgotten about that? Greedy nation. Preparation of the heart is in man, but the answer of the tongue is of the Lord. In the second verse, he says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. I love verse number 3, commit thy ways unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You know, when I look at that particular, a gallon of oil was selling at 650. Now it's selling at 1,400 Ghana cedis. And the point is, they have not traveled anywhere. The stock is in the warehouse. And the question is, how does dollar affect that old stock that is in the warehouse? And you come and sit here, polish your face and say, praise the Lord. Oh, come on. What are you talking about? This is why Jeremiah prophesied. And when he got to chapter 5 and verse number 4, he said something very interestingly in the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 4. The Bible makes a solid presentation of God's word. Focus, please. We are in a very serious service. Therefore, surely, I said, these people are poor and they are also foolish. On my way, yes, I am kwasia for. This is why Jeremiah prophesied that. Yes, I am kwasia for. Put it in my language. The Bible said, and I'm saying, we no more your mobro for and kwasia for any one. If we say we never had a coin, now we never young copombra. This, ya, there are people sitting here who could have a pipe in the hole, a coin, a coho, in the hole, ya, ya, mobo. There are many people sitting here. You cannot even afford university education for your children. Yes, you cannot. There are people sitting here that if Jesus comes into this building right now and say that will be our 10,000 heaven, most of you, most of us will be on our way to hell. The reason is because There are people who are determining what dollar rate should be. There's a message from the Lord for you. I will stick in Jeremiah chapter 5. I will stick in verse 4. I will stick in verse number 21 to 25. I will deliberate on few things there and then speak to this nation. We are near the tongues of Fona Babajinaso. La 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 batada ba. Shut up! God does not want to hear your nonsense. God, he does not want to hear your nonsense. Wicked people. Have you thought of the vulnerable people in villages? Old men and women who cannot pay for anything. Have you thought about them? Whilst you are inflating your... You see, this is one of the reasons why when President Rawlings was alive, the similar thing like what is happening happened in the days of Kalabule. And Rawlings did handle it in a very different way. This was that... We break into your shop and your warehouse. We bring all the things out and we auction it. You know, a greedy... Again, Rawlings had no heart for that people. And when we came, when we were born, our parents told us that Rawlings was a wicked man who we didn't understand. I'm telling you, our parents told us a lie. They told you a lie. Serious, you were the people. Muna na mama amenu munu mumba panum. I hold on yema. I want to turn to Kalabule prizes, and that is why when Rawlings appear on the television, you put it off and talk nonsense because you wanted to be rich overnight, which is not a pleasant thing before God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me use this opportunity and tell you: when we say somebody is born again, it's not on Sunday morning, no. It's what you do at the market. It's what you do in your home. It's what you do on the streets. It's what you do in the car. It's what you do on a daily basis. So Jesus, while I was preaching, he made mention. He was, you know, categorizing these kind of people. Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 29. Jesus started addressing some of these things. Look at the scriptures. Matthew, the 23rd chapter, the 29th verse, the Bible said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous." And then goes further and says, "And then you said, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have been partakers of them that shed the blood of the prophets." And then go further and said, "Wherefore, you be witnesses unto yourselves that you are children of them that killed the prophets." And then goes further and said, "Fill ye up for the measure of your fathers." And I like this particular verse. And the next he said, "You serpents and generation of snakes, how are you going to escape the damnation of hell?" Jesus is looking in the faces of people that you call priests, bishops, apostles, cardinals, and the hierarchy of the clergy. And Jesus calls them serpents. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? How? How will you escape entering into hell? How? If God does not judge this nation, I think that a genuine apology must be rendered to Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you, God will have to judge our leaders. I want to put a challenge. Me say, the people that are hoarding dollars are not ordinary Ghanaians. The people hoarding dollars are our leaders. They are hoarding the dollars. The people who have locked up money are not ordinary people. They are our leaders. How can you escape the domination of hell? How are you going to escape? You know, the people that have taken their children out of this mad system and taken them abroad to go and enjoy a better system. How are you going to escape the domination of hell, especially when it is at the expense of this miserable country? How are you going to escape the domination of hell? And when people speak, they bring resentment and hatred to ordinary voices like this. I will use the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. There is a hell that this nation cannot escape. I'm talking to you. You and your leaders, you will face hell. You will smell hell. Hell will be staring in your faces. Hell. This is the kind of messages that we need to hear to wake up. You have a form of godliness. Let me bring it in-house. There are people sitting here. There are even people who have been with me for years. God! I'm talking to you. Paul said the people I preach to are proof of my ministry. God like this is not in them. And yet they have been in church for 10, 20 years. What a waste. What a waste. People are believing God for healing. Yet, adia obeye attracting yami. No. Nakume na yefo akuma fo. Wicked hearts. And they expect God's blessings. No wonder you have been praying for all these years and ain't coming. It's not coming. Because when you're to if there is one group of people that God cannot stand are fools. He can't stand them. Psalm 5 verse 5 is very clear that the fool will not stand before the Lord. The foolish will not stand in his presence. Yeah. A fool will not stand. Go back to the book of Jeremiah. Let me put it and close my service. Yesterday we were driving somewhere. You can see that this is a clear waterway. People are busily filling the place and building. What happened to the demolition that was going on around the Tishinungwa area? Who stopped that? We want to know. We hunu mobro ni kwasi anwe she uniform. Our service in Jimmy sa. Hunu mobro ni kwasi ani ya the ring asha no wa ye yere. Mobro ni kwasi. Can you see the word of God? I am preaching the word of God. Can you take the word of God to the Supreme Court? I am preaching the word of God. Mrs. Mobruni, Mrs. Kwasia. There are husbands that are giving their husbands heartache. Heartache! Nakuma nasin sing. Waye Kwasia ba. Just like the Bible said in Matthew chapter 25,
kwasi aba only heartache. System nimwaya shese. You should be able to discern the times and to know what you should do. This is the time that you are able to relax your own man and build your own house. Yeah, just as the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 1. This is the time that wise women build up their own house and the foolish are continually tearing it down. Tearing it down. What will it cost you when you become nice to your own husband? What will it cost you when you are so sweet to your own husband? What will it cost you when you are connective to your own husband? But you are the reason why your husband is running around girls all around the city. You are the reason why. You can't sleep with your own husband. You know, at least, you know, once in every 3 days, once in a week, you can't do that. And when he goes around prostitutes, you do not understand, and you come here blaming the devil, making on you unnecessary noise. That bonsam, sorry, the only bonsam is in this picture is you, who is impeding your own self. And a quasia. A profound and quasia for. People sleep on the floor at Kolebu. And I see your ministers driving in a convoy of about 60 cars. More quasia for. More quasia for. Come. I am a phone cry. I'm a baby. Says I'm growing. I'm okay. We gave you 6 billion during COVID and you are here asking for 3 billion. A nation that has gold, silver, platinum, bauxite, timber, and wise people can go for begging. Then you woman blame me, woman and blame. Obi MP, I know I saw your course of Koji Adoriska. Obi MP, no answer, I could answer Obeji engagements. Can Quasia for Muntia, a Kenya Mia Diachre, Mobro, phone and Quasia for Mom Farmer, some from me. Tia! We have even lost the sense who an MP is. An MP is a lawmaker. He doesn't attend adorers and funerals. My MP didn't attend my funeral, so we have voted against him. Hey, I'm Kwasi Akika. Tia! And this is why we don't see the glory of God. This will be one more break in my power. Or can occur, but omo bet 20 yan. Mobro four. So monkwasi adene ba oh. They will surprise you. You bet him as suma mobroni ni kwasi awa. Sorry, so onko to microphone bra. Kapre ni tekunu aye tu wahano. Obe bahum prenum. Put the scripture back. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 4. Therefore, surely I said, these people are poor and foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord. This is the same Bible everybody swears with in the Supreme Court. This is the same Bible the president and the vice president of Ghana and the chief justice swears to protect, defend the integrity and the veracity and the authenticity and sovereignty of this country and our constitution. Same Bible.
They are more profo. They are more bo. Any sign quasia for.
Go to verse number 21. In the 21st verse, the Bible said, "Hear, O foolish people without understanding, which have eyes but cannot see, which have ears but cannot hear." Put it in my language. He said, "Woman quasia for munitri. Wo weni zo ngradie. Wo was." And so on tiasem. I want to know why Ayapamo Aisha Awonko. Because we hunu bibi a yen hunu ye. Asiafo ye ni tri ye wendi. Look at the degradation we have done to our environment. Wuye ye gran mwenye bibi a free monka, you could use it to repair it. Fiem free mama. A pastor was lamenting. He's a pastor at Joy FM's morning show. Pastor Mike Niabose. His father died almost 15 days ago at Kolebu. Koshemo brofone kwasiafoni display. You will not believe. It's an emergency and the nurse does not even feel it. The nurse doesn't care. The doctor don't care. And the patient died. His father died a terrible death. Negligence. Negligence. And that negligence has become normal. Nobody talks about it. One day, you will present a very important person to that place. And we will have a bad result. One day. I want to ask. The Bible said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance." Go and see the Jews. They own everything in the world. Almost every big business, including the Premier League, the Champions League. Jews. Apple. Jews. Jews. And then they had the la haya. Young one of you. For Christ only will store will be real. Tessa, yeah, my brother, for I am for. When I be Rahami King, I mean, as much as I would hear with you with Jesus. Push it to verse number 20. Was into Moon's room. Me, I made it. Fear ye not, Moon's room. Me, I made it. I mean, I took one on share. Go to verse number 23. In the 23rd verse, the Bible said, "Was in our my way war a triatin, and he has sworn a kuma. A triatin. Go to beaches, the Concrofu Beach, Dubai, Concrofu Beach, New York, Nomnia, dear Washington Beach, beautiful." My brother, I'm going to go to the beach. Sorry.
Clap your hands for the Lord. If I die, I am a yuraho. Obi pe nursing training ako. Ji woko koko bobe siya kutia bribe. Wasi ya phone juma wamo yeno no. Ansani ya fan nursing training. You will not believe. And only erewa. I'm sorry, I'm sorry them. And I don't see any transformation. Even here, there are people in pastoral clericals. The super nut is a bodamfo. A sofa bodamfo engine. Pianya! Pianya again. Super nut is a bodamfo. Dear boy, you make us one. That is a lifestyle. And so I want to ask, what is the price? What is the value of the price that Christ paid? I want to ask. And the reason why so many people have stopped church, don't want to come to church again, is because of you and I. One way is super and why, and it's a Christ, you know. They don't even want to associate with us. That is the kind of life in which we are. So, may you more brofo, or more bo. Almost I am quasia for. Put verse 25, I read and close with that. And he makes a prophetic word. Or say, your iniquities have turned away these things. Your sins have withholding good things from you. In my language, the Bible said, So to the point is that we can arrest the person and put the person in incarceration and in Sawam. And their father, being a police officer, can go to the prison warders and maneuver and release the prisoners to escape justice of this nation, and they escape it in this country. I'm living in a very crazy world. And this is the time that the real gospel of Christ should be preached. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Paul said, I am not ashamed of this gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation that believe. In other words, the gospel is the power, and the power is the gospel. When we preach Jesus, transformation happens. When Jesus is preaching, so all these things that are happening around the world, I blame myself for. I blame myself for. Say, yeah, yiri ya huwa ye nyamiye juma. Said ye fata se. Te said ye MK ye bua. You know, idaho sani brada mo akonu mo ye ye noa. You know, Dr. Abraham Dilof. No more a preachy. And omni adian. Kenya niye. Kenya niye kwa. Sorry, na ke bie nyamiye se muye Kenya msemu. Apostle Nimmo, Dr. Isaac Abebio, what kind of churches are we breeding where pastors are afraid to speak truth? We preach messages that will bring big offerings and make people comfortable to sit in church. But the word of God is like hammer and fire. It is not comfortable when the word, when the peel, when the real word is preached, you can never be comfortable.
And still come to the pulpit talking rubbish. And that is why I come and ask him, sinner. But Jesus is preached. When Jesus is preached, the fire of the Holy Ghost will consume you. We need time for obedience. No. Once you stand in the presence of God, you go la la ba da ba ka da ba ka da ba da. Obedience how you put them. When you're ready, so no be kasa. I be doing kasi angongong. Send me adi achi no. I'm talking to the wise only. Come to the place where you can receive genuine repentance and true repentance. This morning I call everybody to repentance. Repent, repent. Repent, repent, repent. Christ is calling you to repentance. Jesus is calling you to repentance. And then living that the whole church is so carnal, so comfortably dull to the point. As for a drama, I don't want to talk about it. My drama, I know what Ghana had any penny, any more hine, any more therefore, just a good. Why are you drumming for? I'm a comfort this. What do I want to do? Tam will be here and in a 2 coin could Dubai at the hotel, and you are comfortable. Hey! When Jesus was preaching in the days of Ananias and Sapphira, you dare not lie. You dare not lie. The Holy Ghost is at work. And then when our baby said, I'm saying, whoop, Juma. Whoop, here, Juma, move on. You'll be on the back of John's affair, Juma. The right person is here. Favor is released. And we are now living in a time where if there is any time we need favor, this is the time. Favor, we need favor now. I'm telling you. Stand to your feet, let's pray. And the male factor on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. I need you. Remember me here. Kaime. Ubawa hini emua kaime. Wase no kre, mese wase, ube kame hot, ene, ewa paradisi. Actually, I said, if you ask any, this is a temporary place. You are here temporarily. Yesterday, people were carried in boxes and thrown away. By now, they have faced the judgment of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling all our leaders from all the political divide, all the PPs, Tiedia Mekano. If Baire do wakes up, if PV Obin wakes up this morning, they will tell you, Munyai Munze Muno. Now, the Tiwa Kemono. Hell has opened its mouth wide. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Hell has opened its mouth wide. Hell has enlarged itself and is swallowing up people. Hell is widely swallowing people. Tu betina man kan kwa jian chire wa mahau. Serious mahau. Put two hands out on your heart. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Somebody say, Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. Forgive me. Wash me in your precious blood. I rededicate my heart to Christ that I will serve you, love you all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, fill me, use me, help me.
Father, I pray that whatever prayer that will come out of the mouths of your people, be gracious to them. Open your mouth and commit your life into the hands of the Lord. You are in a new week. Oh my God. You are in a new week. Oh my God. Jesus, lover of our souls, be gracious. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar of God and pray for this country. We need God. We need help. Where we are, the only help is in the name of the Lord. Pray for Ghana. Remember to pray for my president. This is the time God reveals himself to kings. Help my president navigate this nation from the mess we have created for ourselves. Let my president know that without your help, he is helpless. Visit him. Show him your glory. And now I pray, Heavenly Father, for your goodness. First of all, asking that you will grant us grace that is in Christ to be able to stand as pleasurable and worthy before you. There is a calling that is high, a higher calling that is in Christ Jesus. We cannot disdain it. Therefore, we stand here to tremble at your word and to repent and to come back to our first love and to return to your grace and love. Father, help us. Help us find the paths of salvation and righteousness which is in Christ. I pray for healing. I pray for restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. I pray that you will visit your people and show us your glory and do us good as never before. Let this week be a week for beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Let the stone the builders reject become the cornerstone. I give you thanks. I make intercession for the prisoner. In every prison and police cell, send a mind of revolution and transformation there. Let your word transform. I pray for every hospital. Spirit of God, take over. Grant grace. I pray for every businessman, every businesswoman, everybody that is doing business. Father, help your children in these times. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Are you clapping?
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.